Right now at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau, inmates are basically locked down in their housing units, or MODs, 23 hours a day. They get out for an hour of recreation, but otherwise they eat, sleep, and live with the same group of men or women. Inmates say that's created a tense situation with no classes or family visits to break up the time.
It's crazy that all that got, basically all of it's got taken away, like, during a time like this where there's so much uncertainty and stress, like, it's just a really bad environment.
That's Ty Walker Davis. He's been at Lemon Creek for a year awaiting trial, but it keeps getting pushed back. Germs spread quickly inside prisons or jails. So when coronavirus arrived in Alaska, the Department of Corrections suspended all visitation indefinitely. But department spokesperson Sarah Gallagher says they've found ways to offer limited education and treatment programming.
Several of our institutions are able to offer self-study curriculum and increased access to programming delivered through a closed-circuit television. That is something new that is not available in all of the institutions.
Some religious services are also being offered on TV. Gallagher said for drug and alcohol addiction treatment, some one-on-one and small group sessions are happening when possible, and mental health staff are checking in with inmates more often.
That's not perfect, but like everyone, they're kind of receiving modified education at the moment.
But many of the inmates interviewed for this story say those things aren't happening at Lemon Creek, and it doesn't feel like a real effort is being made to provide anything close to the programming they had before. Jeremy Simile says he was taking anger management and a parenting class before the pandemic began.
If I don't take the parenting class, then it affects my classification and whether I can go out on furlough or parole. The class is a booklet. You can take the booklet and do it yourself as like a correspondence study. However, of course, there's no booklets.
Besides affecting his release date, Simile said he's worried about what the lack of programming will mean for him and others when they do eventually get out.
If I take the classes that I'm supposed to take and I behave myself, I could be out in the community and reintegrating within a year. So we have a right to this stuff. It's not something that we're like, hey, it would be better if you gave it to us. It's like, hey, you're supposed to provide it and you're not.
Simile is right about programming. Inmates in Alaska have a right to rehabilitation that's been upheld by the Alaska Supreme Court several times. Megan Edge is the communications coordinator for the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. She says they've been pressuring DOC since the pandemic began for more information about what programs are being offered and when families can visit again.
When I think of programming, I think of everything from GED certificates to vocational training to mental health services to, you know, any behavioral health service, sex offender treatment, anger management, all of that falls under the umbrella of programming.
National data shows that recidivism rates go down significantly for inmates who have access to post-secondary education and treatment programs. They're more likely to reintegrate back into society and find a job when they get out. Edge says many people are in prison or jail for low-level drug and alcohol charges, and they're not getting the counseling they need right now to learn how to deal with their addictions.
Meanwhile, they're still releasing, and without that programming, they're not going to release any better than they were.
Back inside of Lemon Creek Correctional Center, Simile says he feels like the damage is already being done. Inmates and their families have to pay for phone calls, although DOC says every inmate gets 3 free 15-minute phone calls per week. Still, the charges add up just to stay in touch with loved ones. Simile's worried about the impact on his 5-year-old son.
My son, the other day, he said, Dad, do you have brown hair? Do you have black hair? Do you have blonde hair? I said, you don't remember what I look like? He said, no, I can't remember. That's sad.
DOC does not have a timeline for when regular treatment and education programming, in-person religious services, or family visitation will be available again. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.